The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, April 16, 2013. Gerald Celente will be coming up in just a few minutes with me. The internet pranksters have been working overtime and are very, very busy. This has gone the rounds on the internet. I spoke to Mike Rivero a couple hours about it during one of his breaks. He's going, you know, this Family Guy thing, something about this doesn't smell right. So we did a little bit of investigating here. And supposedly, the Family Guy predicted the Boston Marathon attacks. Well, not quite. What this was a carefully crafted splice of two different episodes that made it look like, ooh, the Family Guy had gone over the top. He'd gone Al-Qaeda. Whatever. At any rate, folks, they're building a drum beat. It's very rhythmic. It's very measured. It is constant. I caught Megyn Kelly this morning interviewing God knows what, some military Pentagon, who knows what country this guy is, was in, part of black ops, murdering people, flipping governments, stealing, doing whatever. And the narrative was, these poor people, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? So Megyn Kelly comes back on this guy and says, well, you know, we've had domestic terrorism like Waco, Texas. I about flew off my couch. Sitting there doing some work on the computer, half listening to this, I backed it up to listen to it again. And yes, Megyn Kelly actually did this. Yes. Homegrown terrorism, that's what happened in Waco, Texas. As if David Koresh and the boys and the Ms. Mary Band of Israel, whatever, First Friends, whatever they subscribe to religiously, as if it was their fault that the ATF ran up on him, shot him through the front door, and then when he didn't want to come out, this was a good thing, I do believe it was a good stall on his part. See, Waco, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't supposed to really go down the way that it did. They weren't supposed to be burned and the children burnt to death. No, this was supposed to be a highly televised, BATF is there, we're the good guys, and we want you to submit. And when Koresh and the crew up in Waco, Texas, did not submit to their authority, that's when we had the standoff, and then the siege, and then the rest is history. It is a steady drumbeat of we have terrorists in this country. I mean, plain and simple. This is but another piece of it. It's going to continue whether you like it or not, or how much we screech and we holler against it. The only solution to this is to plug in an honest constitutional government. If we don't, expect more of the same shenanigans that you've seen going on. We'll be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are waiting for Mr. Salente. And as soon as my board operator gets him up, while it affords me a few more minutes to make some more comments. Look, I said this yesterday. Some people seem to think that, it was supposed to be bigger, the bombing at the Boston Marathon. And if you're some kind of Middle East terrorist, and you're trying to make a point, you know, what, an 8-year-old was killed and another individual, a lot of people injured. Middle East style folks, these bombs take out city blocks. At any rate, we'll get into more of that into the next hour. I know a lot of people have questions about it, and we'll dive into that next hour, but I have Gerald Salente. I've only got this guy one time a month, and his time today is limited, so let's get to it. Buongiorno, my friend.
Buongiorno.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and how about you?
Well, I was watching the images of the Boston Marathon, and with the sound turned down, I looked at my wife, and I said, now, what's going on in the hallowed hollow there of Congress, the hallowed halls? We've got... we're going to allow millions of illegals to stay in the country. We're in the middle, obviously, of a financial meltdown. We've got gun stuff going on. We've got a plethora of political hot potatoes that are going on. And, Gerald, I remember when we first went into Kuwait back in the early 90s, 3 days of Zsa Gabor slapped a cop. Literally, that's what the media was concentrating on. And we were invading Kuwait. So after 3 days of Zsa lost it and slapped a dear police officer, then we learned from the media that, we were invading some country in the Middle East. You know, there's a lot of things going on. North Korea, that has taken a back seat now. We're ready to go to nuclear DEFCON 1 with these guys. Who knows? But in the meantime, since I've had you on, some interesting developments have happened with the world's financial wizards. Bailouts, bail-ins, stealing funds. God.
You know, John, anybody who questions the value of gold, and you know, first of all, in the Trends Journal, there are no advertisements. Secondly, I'm not paid by anybody to say what I say. We take no money from anyone other than subscribers who, you know, subscribe to the Trends Journal. So what I have to say is not for any hidden agenda. Let's suppose you were a Greek Cypriot, and the banks are closed for nearly 2 weeks. ATM machines can't get anything out of them. You have no money. You think if you had gold or silver, it would buy you something? Not only would it buy you something, you'd probably get a great deal on anything that you had. And that's what gold is really about for me. And so as we watch the price go down, I began buying gold in 1978. My first buy was $187.50 an ounce. And I also bought on the highest day when it collapsed, too, in 1980. And I remember the 80s downdraft very well. Very different time. And this is what people don't have an understanding of. Number one is that back then, there was no Russia. It was the Soviet Union. They weren't in the world marketplace. China? You know, all people knew about China was Mao Zedong, and he'd been gone a while. India? India. What do they know about India? There was Gandhi. I think that was all people knew about India back then, even though he'd been dead a long time. What I'm trying to say was there was no global economy back then. So it was a very different time, very different place. And gold is at a very different place right now for me as well as I look at it, and it's for the long haul. Because as I keep looking at things, why would anybody want to hold paper currency as they keep printing more of it? And then as we look what's going on around the world, we see destabilization, as you meant, with North Korea. And here's my comment on that. What are we doing over there? It's none of our business. We have no business in Afghanistan. We have no business in Iraq. Our only business is in the United States. I hear these politicians every time it's convenient for these SOBs, when they're out on the campaign trail, they want to talk about our founding fathers. You want to talk about our founding fathers? Talk about how they told us not to get involved in foreign entanglements, one after another.
Yeah.
You know, so today, as we did our Trends in the News feature, I talked about the bomb blast yesterday. That's right. I let it off with it. That the deadliest attacks hit Baghdad, where multiple car bombs and other explosions killed 25 people. In one attack, a parked car bomb exploded at a bus station in the eastern suburb of Kamalaya, killing 4. Two more car bombs exploded in a rare attack in a parking lot near the heavily guarded entrance to Baghdad International Airport. 3 people were killed. Around sunset, a parked car bomb exploded near dealerships in the eastern Habiya neighborhood, killing 10. It keeps going on. In and around ethnically mixed northern city of Kirkuk, 3 parked car bombs went off downtown simultaneously, killing 5. Another one killed 7. It goes on. This is one day. One day, thanks to the United States. Hey, the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. Oh, and by the way, 3 people were killed in Boston.
You know, even if this bears out, and I was watching the media, Gerald, on this one, you know, is this the work of right-wing groups here in America? They've already got 300,000, according to Department of Homeland Security. They've identified 300,000 potential terrorists living inside the United States. And as I'm looking at this, okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Say that it was a Middle Eastern terrorist that performed that little, it was an oversized firecracker as far as improvised explosive devices go. If you're, there's an old saying, if you're going to commit a crime, make the crime worth the time if you get caught. In other words, don't steal small, always steal big and plan well. Well, you know, this little bombing here in Boston yesterday, if it was, and I'm just saying, if it was some kind of Middle Eastern operative, who knows, Saudi, Iranian, who knows? Let me ask the question, was it a righteous move for us to kill 500,000 children in Iraq over the supposed weapons of mass destruction? That's the lie we went into Iraq with, to supposedly get rid of somebody that was just as bad as Adolf Hitler. And then we see what shape we've left that country in. It is a fractured nation. You have different political aspirations, one party trying to get a leg up on the other one. Death and destruction. The country is basically destroyed. And the question that I have, if in fact there was some Middle Eastern bomber that just got pissed off with all the death and destruction the United States has delivered in the past 20 years in the Middle East, would they be faulted if, say, the tables were turned?
Well, you know, I want to tell you a quick story. You know, I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America. They used to fight for me, actually, to get me on the new year to have my top trends between the Today Show, Good Morning America, and the CBS Morning News. And then what happened was on December 14th, anyone could go to our website at trendsjournal.com and look it up. USA Today used to run my top trends. So my top trend for 2001... A headline read in USA Today, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism would sweep the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Several months later, 9/11 happens. Now, I've been writing about this for years in my book, Trends 2000, which I wrote in 1996. The Trends Journals, I've been writing about Crusades 2000 since 1993. And exactly for the reasons you said. Americans propping up these dictators around the world, the people in impoverished, and forcing them into the quarters of charismatic clerics because they had nothing else to lose, and that they would have attacks in the United States. I'm writing about this for years. So now 9/11 happens. All of a sudden, I get flooded with phone calls from the Financial Times, New York Times, you name it, every station. What happened? What happened? 9/11. Again, forgetting whether or not, you know, it was an inside job or not, only as the things are unfolding at the time. And I'm not, you know, I'm not taking a position on any of them. And I just said, why did it happen? I said, listen, I've been writing about this for years. How could the United States go and prop up these governments all the time, robbing the people, they have nothing, and they're angry? It's payback. No, it's not. They hate our freedom and liberty.
Oh, God.
Exactly. I said, what are you kidding me?
The narrative, yes.
That was the narrative. Now I'm not being called on half of them. And then the Afghan war breaks out. They asked me what's going to happen. I said, why ask me? Why don't you ask Alexander the Great? Ask the British? Ask the Russians? And they're right next door. They couldn't pull it off. What makes you think the Americans are going to win this war? You're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
Uh-huh. Another narrative. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
And then the Iraq war breaks out. I'm still popular with the major media. Gannett asked me to do an editorial on it, an op-ed piece. Went in all the Gannett newspapers. What's going to happen with the Iraq war? I said, it's an easy one. I said, given the size of the American military, they'll have a swift battlefield victory in Iraq. They'll overthrow Saddam Hussein. It'll devolve into a civil war, and Americans will leave after they've lost too many men, too much money, or the will to keep fighting. That was it. That was the end. I proceeded to go broke. basically around 2003 to 2007, I had so few subscribers left to the Trends Journal, I just wanted to quit writing it. But people signed up for 1, 2, 3 years. And I had an obligation. I didn't have enough money to buy off the ones that signed up for more than 1 year. So I kept writing it. Because I didn't think it was honorable just to, you know, shaft them and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote about, in 2007, I forecasted the panic of 08. And in chapter and verse, I said what was going to happen to the real estate market, with the market with the leverage buyouts, with the derivatives. I nailed it perfectly. And then I became even more popular than I was before. The moral of the story, money counts more than morality. When I was right on the money, then I was a big hit. When I was right about morality, nobody wanted to hear it.
The new god is profit-making, and we seem to be under the spell of corporatism, and any good CEO, and let's face it, for any corporation, his number one job is to expand, expand, expand. It's not about maintaining market share. It's about gaining more profit. It's how do you gobble up the competition, how you engineer stock buyouts, whatever the case may be. But we're entering into a different realm that many people do not understand the thinking. They don't understand. Well, what do you mean General Motors is too big to fail? What do you mean the banks are too big to fail? We have jobs that we've got to maintain. We have an economy we have to keep propped up, and we're going to go to any lengths to make sure that that happens. This is the wrong approach. It has been, and they're going to continue to do the same thing. And Gerald, I wanted to get you back around here of the knick-knack paddywhack, you know, throw the dog a bone, and the bone and the dog actually being foreign banks that are buying up gold, because who benefits when they smacked gold and silver prices last Friday? They turned around, they did it again yesterday. Who's in that marketplace? Who's got the funds, or at least the funny money script, or enough of it, to go in there and start buying up large quantities of that stuff?
I agree with you. And the large banks, the central banks.
Well, and what a fall in the dollar's exchange rate, and folks, think about this. The oil bourse, or, you know, what we engineered after World War II, well, we've got an entire planet to help rebuild, so everybody's going to go on the dollar standard. Not one drop of oil will be sold on this planet without it being exchanged in U.S. dollars. Well, what happens when the U.S. dollar flies the coop and nobody trusts it? To the point that we engineered a little mortgage-backed security scam that infected the entire economies worldwide. So what do we have to lose here? Well, the fall in that dollar exchange rate would push up import prices. It'd fire up domestic inflation. The Fed might lose control over interest rates. The bond market might collapse. And then the value of the debt-related derivatives on the bank's too-big-to-fail balance sheets, the financial system would be in turmoil. So what would be the obvious thing to do, Mr. Salente?
Wait, gotta kill gold.
Gotta kill it. And I'm looking at this. And I actually watched Stuart Varney. He had Peter Schiff on.
Oh, really?
Day before yesterday. And I'll tell you what, Peter Schiff's stock dropped dramatically with me.
What happened?
Because Stuart Varney was up there going, okay, well, wait a minute. The world's economies are collapsing. Countries are going bankrupt. We have all these problems. Why is gold and silver being whacked? He turns it over to Peter Schiff, and Schiff just goes into a diatribe as to why he's in a position to buy, and he has been for many years, with no explanation whatsoever as to why it would benefit them to whack the gold and silver prices. What benefit?
It's so simple. It's so simple. Anybody can see it. They're devaluing the currencies in front of our eyes. What do you want to call it? QE1, QE2, QE3? We want to call it ongoing monetary transaction, long-term refinancing operations.
Oh, recapitalization projects?
Yeah, how about Japan buying up and sending out $1.4 trillion to boost their economy? Where's this money coming from? They're making it up. So what they're doing is they're keeping people to believe their lie. That's the way I see it. I'm, you know, so, you know, to me it's, when people see that their currency is being debased, when they understand that there's no recovery, and it's not an assumption. There is no recovery, and what you talked about corporatism, more appropriately as I see it, which is part of corporatism, is fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers by definition. And I get letter emails and people say, no, that's not the definition. Yes, it is. It's Mussolini's definition for fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. And that's who's in charge. Nothing has changed from the time of Jesus Christ to James Madison to the world today. The names have changed, but the money changes, crimes are the same.
Well,
history, this is James Madison. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance. It cannot be clearer than that.
Do you know, last Wednesday, and here was another one that Stuart Varney should have put in his pipe and fired up for his listeners. Last Wednesday, the Kennecott, Utah's copper Bingham Canyon mine, about half of it disappeared. They had a major slide. Well, what does that mean? Well, that 16% of U.S. annual silver supply, it just ran down the mountainside. Now, I'm not an engineer, but I'm looking at this situation and going, wait a minute, I can make some hay out of this. I don't have to dig or blast. It's all come to me. You know, I'll just pull the stuff out and send it to the refinery. But having said that, last Wednesday, the mine collapses. It produces 500,000 ounces of gold annually, 16% of the U.S. annual silver production. They are saying that between 3 to 5 million ounces of silver a year comes out of that mine. That happened last Wednesday.
Right.
The markets get whacked Friday. They get whacked harder Monday. And then we're in the middle of Boston Marathon. Oh, excuse, scratch, scratch, scratch. We're going to war with North Korea. Scratch, scratch, scratch. You know, what else is out there? And I'm Gerald, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, you want to talk about wag the dog? How many more days do you predict that they're going to be carrying on about this Boston Marathon thing? How are they going to call, and how are they going to pull in the official Department of Homeland Security diatribe? How are we going to tie all this together? Because you know we have terrorists here in this country. I'm looking at this, Gerald, and I hate doing radio on subject matter such as this, because just as you have been minimized because you said some not very popular things at some not very popular times going against their narrative, well, you're not the good old chosen boy. You're not the good old boy anymore that we can depend on to behave himself. Well, in the alternative media, we're the ones pushing that boulder up the mountainside. We're a nice clean stream, and our waters are running, but they've got the dams and they've got the sluices opened with the propaganda just smashing us in the face day after day after day.
And that's why we need people to help, you know, support what we're doing. You know, whether it's your station and your sponsors or us in the Trends Journal, you know, if they want to keep hearing what we have to say, you know, they better put their, you know, their money where their mouth is.
Well, there were 12 alternative medias. They're down to 4 now, and I am one of them.
So, you know, it's crucial. You know, we're a small operation, but we have a very wide following. But we do it because people subscribe to the Trends Journal and see how it trends in the news every day. And, you know, so if the people aren't going to step up, then we're going to go down. And I don't only mean financially, in the sense that when everybody rises to a higher level, then they don't believe this baloney.
Well,
they don't buy into it. I'm out last night. A guy starts talking to me. You know, I got this letter from, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was about gun control. You know, we need gun control. And I said, you know, he said, listen, just before you keep going on, let's make this really clear. And he's a friend of mine. I said, every major mass assault you know, murders have been caused by people on psychotropic drugs.
Mm.
I said, you don't hear one word about that. This isn't an issue of gun control. It's an issue of mind control. And the minds are being all screwed up by Big Pharma. I said, who advertises on all these shows? Who advertises the news? Pick up, go to, yes, you watch the news. Who are the advertisers?
Who puts the funds in the political campaigns?
Exactly. Every drug company, I'm sick of hearing these stupid ads. You know, 5 seconds of how it's going to help you and 25 seconds of how it's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And people believe this stuff? And they do. And by the way, the person that made it possible to put drug ads on TV until Bill Clinton put them on. 1997.
Well, isn't it odd that the Distillers of America can't advertise their alcohol on air, but yet the legalized drugs we can?
Oh, yeah.
That has more, you know, alcoholism, folks, I don't play around with this because I have firsthand experience. My father was an alcoholic. It killed him twice. They had to literally bring the guy back to life. Alcoholism is not a funny thing. But what the damage is, that's just the medication that people are using to numb themselves. That much I learned out of his experiences. But when I look at this, Gerald, when I see the unmitigated damage that's been doing to children, you know, I mean, the perfect scenario was set up, wasn't it? Let's make gun-free zones. Let's get people on these psychotropic drugs that their own studies. I forget which company. It was either GlaxoKline or Lilly. I forget which. But they did their own internal studies with these Zolofts and these other inhibitors, these uptake inhibitors, and their own studies showed between a 5 and 6% chance that you're just going to go absolutely psycho on these drugs.
Oh, I know.
So,
I know.
And on top of that scenario, let's make gun-free zones that are absolutely, while the rest of the country is armed, and we do have wing nuts that from time to time do bad things to good people with these evil weapons. By the way, Gerald, less than 1%. You know, we saw Sandy Hook. And it's let's get rid of these evil assault weapons and these big caliber. Less than 1% of the murders in this country are committed with those type of weapons. And it's not even an assault weapon. It's a semi-automatic rifle. We've got Rahm Emanuel, coming out in Chicago when asked about the crime problem. He says, well, we still have to do more with that. And we're seeing the Congress of the United States debating on more gun control. Well, Gerald, I reminded people, Valentine's Day, what year was that? Yeah, when they got in there in the parking garage and decided with automatic and Thompson machine guns to murder the other criminal opposition. And I said what they should have done was made sure that they were both armed equally and then arrest the guys that were still walking and talking and arrest them as they came out. I've said, and it was kind of a flip thing to say, but there was a certain degree of honesty to it. With all these criminals that are murdering each other on the streets of Chicago, let's all put them in a Bears stadium, Soldier Field, arm them up equally, and arrest those that walk out that are still alive. This is not a gun problem. It is a criminal problem. But
well, let's take it one step further. How about these guys that are starting wars?
Yes.
And that's my four rules of peace. Obama says that Assad has to go. Let's put him in the Arena di Verona, you know, the beautiful restored Roman amphitheater in Verona, and let him fight it out, man to man. You got to go. Hussein has to go. Bush and Hussein. Put him on pay-per-view. We could balance the budget with it. I'm sick of these people telling us that we should fight and we should go to war as they're being protected at home with enough security around them that, you know, they could walk through the Battle of the Bulge unscathed. You know, so if anybody wants to go to war, anybody wants to start a war, go. Leave me out of your psycho trip. And if you want to support it, you can't. If you're too old or infirm to go to war, send your money. I don't want to send mine. I am sick of being in foreign countries with my money. I don't want my money going to Israel. I don't want it going to Italy. If I was going to send it anywhere first, it would be Italy. I don't want it going there. I want my money staying home. I want the troops staying home. I want it, and if this is a incident in Boston that's blowback from, you know, and I don't know what it is, I'm not speculating, but blowback from America's foreign intrusions, guess what? The same thing happened against the French in Mali when they invaded at the end of December of 2012.
And ironically, the French jumped in there, and what was the one thing that Mali had that the French needed?
Couldn't have been gold. And it, right next door to them, uranium over there in Niger.
Couldn't have been that. No,
because 75% of their energy comes from nuclear, and they're mining it out of a dirt-poor country like Niger, which abuts Mali, and the China and India were going for new leases to try to get some of those uranium mines that are now being protected by the French. Oh, and by the way, in 2012, Mali drew out 50 tons of gold. In 2011, it was 43 tons.
You know, Gerald, I'm sitting here. You only have a couple more minutes. I guess you've got to dive out here in less than 5 minutes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the markets. Gold right now, $1,369.30. Jumped up 1670 today. Silver, they whacked down to 2344, but I'm looking at the Dow Jones up 157. But I go down the list here. Well, the strength that the United States dollar, you know, where the commodities got whacked, not just gold, silver, but they threw oil in there as well. I'm looking at the United States dollar. It got whacked more than 50 cents. It's back down to 81.81. What are they going to do next to try to prop up this failing species of stuff that they used to call the United States dollar?
There's nothing they can do. And what I think they're going to do is take us to war. And that's what I keep writing about. That was the top trend of 20...
War on who? On the American people or just
both.
Anybody they just...
Anybody that they decide to.
Yeah.
And they'll get the people's mind off the tragedy of what's going on economically. Look, go back to 2000. The NASDAQ crashed from 5,000. What is it at now? About 3,300?
Mm-hmm.
12 years later? 13 years later? What happened? We're in a severe recession. I remember it well. People hated George Bush in August of 2001. They couldn't stand him. But all of a sudden, 9/11 happened. Got people's minds off that NASDAQ crash, didn't it? When that dot com bubble exploded. Oh, and by the way, just to add a little more into it, they lowered interest rates to 46-year lows and propped up the economy.
Well, geez.
People forgot about what was going on, and I think that's what they're going to do again.
Gerald, and, you know, don't worry. This year, if you don't have enough money to pay the IRS, well, if you don't have more room on your credit cards, which now you can't bankrupt if you have to file personal bankruptcy, that debt is forever. But if you are having a hard time paying your income taxes, guess what? You can now borrow the money directly from the IRS at 3% interest. Isn't that sweet? You know,
and don't forget those student loans.
I'm telling you know.
Yeah, I know,
Gerald. I mean,
it's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
it's the merger of state and corporate powers. You can't make this stuff up.
No, and you can't make it work. Well, unless you're sitting on the other side of the fence and you're with the corporations and you're with the banks.
That's
otherwise,
right.
You lose. Well, Gerald, we got cut short. I had to skip two breaks to get you in uninterrupted for a half hour. But I'm more than happy to do that. Because
thank you. I appreciate being on with you, and thank you very much, and thank you for all that you're doing.
TrendsJournal.com, Gerald Celente, there he goes. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Is it going to have to get any more weirder? I mean, folks, you know, to some people, I guess, this is going to, and gosh, here's a scary thought. It just entered my mind. What if Mr. Obama's crackdown on these homegrown terrorists, what if he picks up the mantle of George Bush? Only we're not talking about terrorism overseas and we're on the hunt for Al-Qaeda. No, we're on the hunt for American terrorists. Do you think that we are sufficiently in a position? Do you think we have been brain screwed into the point? Look at how many people voted for Obama that wouldn't know the difference between a card-carrying communist and a half-black man if their lives depended on it. They wouldn't know. They're the ones out there absorbing the propaganda. There's your democracy, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Obama's claiming, you know, over 90% of the people want stuff done about guns in this country. No, that's a political narrative. That's a lie. And this damn Sandy Hook thing, even people that lost children there said, look, going after honest gun owners and taking their guns away from them is not the solution to this problem. And you look all around you. Hell, we got a Congress that can't even agree on stuff to cut out of a budget, so the minority speaker, Mr. Bonnier, comes out and says, no, we're not going to do any cuts. We're just going to raise taxes. Well, thank you for being an effective leader in the country, a constructive voice for the republic. Or are you? Are you just there for the democracy? Are you just there for the business? Just continuing the charade for another day, another week. What had to happen was not allowed to happen, ladies and gentlemen. The system was not allowed to correct, and the thieves to be found out and tried and sent to prison. That was not allowed to happen. Eric Holder told you as much 4 weeks ago. I'm not going to prosecute any banks. That might cause the banking industry to falter and fail. Or it could have broader worldwide consequences. It could bring down the entire worldwide economic system by going and prosecuting the thieves that pulled off the biggest heist the humankind has ever seen, mind you. The top law enforcement guy in the country, the top attorney, told you, we are not going to convict the criminals because they're in control and they're too big and we can't touch them. That's what he told you. If you think by any stretch or any imagining, and I want to know what you're smoking or what you're drinking, if you think anything is going to get better in this country, or are you to the point right now that you're willing to throw everything down and just go with the flow? Because you know what? It makes my life a little bit easier. You know, I'm not so anxious and I can sleep at night without as many sleeping pills as I used to take. This is gut check time for America. Does it continue or does it falter and fail? And the phoenix, the raising from those ashes, what do you think they're going to give us? More fascism? Corporatism? Absolutely. More debt? Absolutely. More taxes? Absolutely. Oh, by the way, did I leave out that anything that could be done to actually really improve the economy? To cut debt? And that's what has to take place. But they're not willing to do it. The Republicans just told you they're not going to do it. So all of that grandstanding, all of that puppet mastering that you saw, that's all that it was a Punch and Judy show. You know, how is it the Democratic Congress from 08 until 2012? Well, we just couldn't get a budget together to get over to the president. That's because they were too busy giving away the House. They were too busy bailing everybody else out. They were too busy voting out of the largesse to keep people happy, to give them cell phones, to give them more food stamps. Really? That's what I need. I need cell phones and food stamps. What I need is an honest currency and an honest government. And I need you to minimally impact what I do with my life every day. Living life. That's what I need. God in heaven. Jesus. I just... Jeff in Michigan. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
I took your phone call. I was getting ready to blow a fuse, but go ahead.
Wow. Maybe I shouldn't talk to you today because I'm about ready to overload your circuit right here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I watch your, listen to your show, and man, I applaud you for everything that you do. And
can you turn that whatever's in the background where you're
at? I will.
At?
I will.
Okay.
And so what I would say was, this is a quote one of the founding fathers. And hey, if you won't revolt when you can, what will you do when you can't? And I know the standard answer is we don't have the numbers, but I mean, like, wow.
That's why. That's why I've been so interested. Rather than building an army, I've been trying to build an army of informed people. And at the point where they realize that we have very few options on the table, they would take a reasoned logic, albeit they may not be wrapping their arms around it and kissing it and going, "Yes, this is great." Because what I'm talking about is a restoration project.
I understand, and I love that, and I embrace it.
But this is.
But it's getting to the point where you just can't take it no more.
Well, you know, do you think this is the first time that anybody has ever had this kind of discussion in great time of peril? You know, I've said before, and you've heard me say this, you know, if I was on board the Titanic, I guarantee you, if I would have found out that Captain Smith wanted a full tilt boogie ahead, damn the torpedoes, or the icebergs in that case, and we're just going to do it. If I would have gotten wind of that, I would have made sure Mr. Smith didn't give that command. Or if
you'd launch the lifeboats immediately.
Yeah, and fill them up. But I guarantee you, if I couldn't have stopped it, and if I had 2 hours on board that ship, I would have survived.
Yep,
I would not have.
And I know the feeling, too, because, hey, you know, me, I'm just, you know, a dumb construction worker, and I can see what's coming down the line at me. And, you know, I work in the auto industry, and I see it every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've got a classic example. How far are you from Detroit up there?
I'm about 10 miles out of there.
Well, and there was a wonderful piece that I have not yet posted on republicbroadcasting.org, 50 years of Democratic bull that has run that city and run it right into the ground. There's your socialism. My God in heaven.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say the unions, but I would say the union leadership promotes that.
Yeah.
But the working guys, they don't. They could see it.
But here again, as you said, we're just the lowly men down here on the totem pole. We're the people, we're the recipients of everybody else's actions. And nobody seems to be sticking by the playbook anymore. You only get paid if you work hard. You don't get paid. You don't get 7 weeks of paid vacation. I mean, being an auto worker, for God's sakes, I'm no Wall Street wizard, or I'm not the head of my own corporation or company. It doesn't matter if I take 2 weeks of paid vacation or 7 weeks paid vacation. But the unions got down to the point they were protecting the people that should not have had a job, just as the government protected General Motors as a company that should not have been producing cars. They should have gone bankrupt.
Because now what do you got? Now you got the vault. You know, it's 100% loss.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't make money producing those things.
No,
Toyota with the Prius cannot make money selling that car.
No,
and
so,
by the way, and why the hell would I want to charge it up with electricity that's costing me more than a damn gallon of gas?
You got that right. And then you got the ethanol and all that baloney. And
I got
200-year supply of coal here.
Yay, Jeff. You know, there's one silver lining to them burning up that corn, making it into ethanol.
Well, it's GMO.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least it's keeping some people from being infected by the Frankenfood.
Yeah, those poor third world people that would be eating that stuff if they weren't making alcohol out of it.
But see, in this country, we can't even label the stuff to warn people that they're getting ready to eat it.
No, you can't tell the truth, man. That's forbidden.
We can here, and we will for as long as we're allowed to be on air. Jeff, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, folks, I mean, you don't have to be a college professor. Listening to this network, you can be the construction worker. You can be the school teacher. You can be the 40-hour-a-week man or woman out there. We don't make this stuff difficult or hard. And what we keep emphasizing is education is important. Because coups are only successful. Countries are overthrown. It's successful when the people are stupid and they're unorganized. Do you think we've been kept from the facts, from a law, for a long, long time? Not just from our politicians. Hell, everybody knows they're supposed to lie. But the media? The handmaidens of the propaganda machines?
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said.
Well, gosh, folks, you know, I can mark trends. I can see patterns. I can comfortably predict if I know the players and I know the game. You can just about predict where things like that are going to go. like we know about the economy. We know where the economy is going to go because we know how the government has responded to it. Protect the banks, not the people, not their savings. Their savings in the banks that is getting eroded by devaluation. We can chart and track those sorts of things. But what you can't combat is when you have very inventive people out there creating scenarios that sound plausible and they even offer you visual proof, and you go, wow. What I'm speaking about here is the Fall Guy. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Family Guy that supposedly predicted the Boston Marathon attacks. If I would have listened to Bill Cooper and came out and said, well, hey, September 11, 2001, they're going to blow up the towers, but I did not give credence to the man that initially said that. You know, he's dead now, right? Where did that prediction come from? I didn't make it my own. Well, there's a little thing that cropped up here that has made the rounds on the internet. That the Family Guy, well, there was a cartoon skit that originally aired back in 2012. And that he is sitting in a diner and he is going to, using his cell phone, set off bombs at the Boston Marathon. What this was two different Family Guy shows spliced together. And they have since pulled these off the internet. We have downloaded them and saved them. One that comes up, Family Guy Boston Bomb. The video is no longer available due to copyright claim by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. They weighed in and pulled the clip. Now, supposedly this just aired, that episode, and I've got it on disc. I burned it to disc. I've got it. It ain't going nowhere. I've got the original show. Bob Costas supposedly sitting there talking to Family Guy, and it's about how he won the Boston Marathon. Oh, next scene, he's playing Mr. Towelhead. He's in a diner talking to some of his buddies. Oh, well, this is how I won the Boston Marathon. You know, he dials the phone. Boom, sets off a bomb. Oh, I misdialed the phone. Dials it again. Boom, there's another bomb. We were led to believe that that episode of Family Guy was centered around an episode, and it was erroneously reported. Folks, we don't have to make we don't have to make stuff up. All we have to do is track and trace and record and report on already what they're doing, which is more horrific than somebody's brainy idea of how I can bring myself more attention. God, I don't know which is worse. Any rate, a little bit more on the other side to clear that thing up so nobody goes off that listens to this network half-cocked with bad information. We'll be back.
With financial